Now it's time for the
two
up on the upswing.
Speaking of jobs, jobless claims have hit an 8-month low. First time claims for unemployment benefits fell to an 8-month low to end 2024, according to Labor Department data that was released yesterday, an indication that the labor market remains pretty resilient. Initial claims dropped by 9,000 to 211,000 for the week ending December 28th, while continuing claims fell to a 3-month low of 1.84 million the week before. Now, these new figures suggest that employers are retaining workers and that the labor market overall is still in solid shape, and that's what Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last week. The latest report also suggests that the Fed's outlook for fewer rate cuts is standing true as we head through the new year. As I mentioned in the intro, I saw this on Facebook this morning and a little bit more information on JS Online. Raise Wine and Spirits in Wauwatosa, beautiful tree-lined Wauwatosa, said in a video on Facebook that Raise will be, quote, a big brother and big sister, as Raise in Mequon, Wisconsin will open in 2025. Indeed, the Wauwatosa-based Raise Wine and Spirits is opening a new location in Mequon's town center in 2025. Now, I grew up about a block away from the Raise in Wauwatosa. I have fond memories of always asking the clerks for a pretzel rod with my dad when we were checking out. It's been there for years, 63 years to be exact. The new Raise shop will be at 7555 West Mequon Road, right across the street from that Outpost Natural Foods. It's a two-story building that used to house a plumbing and hardware business. It will sell everything you'd expect there from Raise, obviously wine, spirits, and beer. But it's also going to have a deli on site with cheeses and meats along with other packaged foods for sale. And all this is according to the Mequon Planning Commission documents. So, expansion of business. Good news for 2025.